Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And we're going to look at this year and understand it better. What's ahead of us? What do we need to know about this year that we're not... Well, I guess we all have ideas. It hasn't started off that well. And it's going to be very dynamic, of course. The human design system is something I've done a number of radio shows about, and it knows exactly when this year starts, which is not January 1st. It actually starts January 22nd at 9:29 in the morning, Greenwich Meridian time. And there's a special reason for that. And my guest is a human design analyst and teacher from California who's on the line with us and has been on the show before, Gina Concatelli.
Good morning, Peter. Thank you.
Hi, Gina. Yes. Welcome for joining us.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show, and thank you for joining us. It's an exciting opportunity to look at actually the understanding of this year on paper, as human design system can actually tell us what to expect. Can you explain that?
Yeah, actually, human design is a genetic roadmap, so we use it for genetically individuals. But when we have major events that occur, then we can also, create the chart, because the information can be related also on a micro view as a micro view. So when we get to January 22nd, when we look at human design and we use the planets and we look at the sun enters the gate of 41 or the hexagram, the I Ching hexagram of 41, which is the initiating codon. So that's what we consider as the beginning.
You just spoke in Chinese to me.
Yeah.
Well, let's just first explain what the I Ching is.
Yes, definitely. Well, the I Ching is an ancient Eastern philosophy, and very, very ancient. And what human design uses it brings it more into modern terms, and we see that there are 64 hexagrams, and each of those hexagrams has a meaning and a code to it.
So in other words, the I Ching is divided into 64 parts, and they are identified through the position of the planets at specific times.
Yes, well, it's used as we take a snapshot, like human design is based on a date, so it could be a birth date. If it's somebody's birth date at the moment they're born, there's a snapshot that's taken. And so since we're not talking about an individual's chart, though I will give some information people can use as for themselves, we're taking a snapshot at when our system looks at the very beginning of a cycle.
Right. Now, does this have anything to do with the Chinese New Year?
It's not the same as the Chinese New Year.
Okay,
Chinese New Year is like on the 7th.
Well, usually the Chinese New Year is later in January.
Yes, it is. I believe it's on the 7th of February. I didn't check
7th
on
of
that.
February. Okay.
It's not a system I follow that closely.
Well, there are different ways to plot our years, and with the human design system, it works when this particular hexagram connects to a particular position in the sky.
Yes, the sun, which is the most powerful planet that we have. So it's when the sun reaches this point. And so in the I Ching, they would call this the gate of decrease, and in human design, we call it the gate of contraction, which doesn't really describe what on the surface what's really going on underneath that.
It doesn't help us understand a new beginning.
I will, yeah, absolutely. I think a way to look at this is contraction. It's like I live in Southern California, and we don't have snow on the ground. We actually still have beautiful plants to look at in our neighborhoods, and there's this one of my neighbors has this just amazing garden, and he was trimming his roses the other day. And I think that the trimming, that kind of clicks, very much clicks into what happens at the 41, if you can just imagine. So people do it in the late fall. You trim certain bushes or certain types of plants get trimmed. And so once everything's been trimmed, it's down to the very basics.
And you got to start from somewhere.
And that's where there's something to grow, because we are evolving beings. We're growth-seeking beings. So, and we live on a growth planet. So it's like once things have been cut back, okay, it's time to grow again. It's like you
right.
trim your fingernails and they grow again. You trim your hair, it grows again. So the
last year ended, and a new year has to grow.
Yes, and a new year has to grow. And so the snapshot that we have of this coming year is, as you mentioned, very interesting and very dynamic. Would you like to go into that area, or
sure,
is there any
other
questions?
Sure, let's not get involved with why we're saying what we're saying. Let's say what we need to say.
Well, I know that many of your listeners know a little bit about human design. It does create, when we take this snapshot, what we look at is a wheel, and also, you know, just like an astrologer has a wheel, but we also have a body graph to look at, and different things are highlighted depending on where the planets are. And so one of the things that we look at when we look at an event is we look at where the nodes are.
No,
so the nodes are very important.
I don't know what a node.
Oh,
I mean, I
gosh.
Know what a node means, but
yes,
I'm
okay, so,
thinking of my listeners not knowing what a node.
Okay,
means.
Okay, so that is just, let's just say that's like a mini planet, which it's really not, but it's just to think of it's a point on the chart that we look at, and what it represents. Like, and more importantly, it's like, well, what does that represent? It represents our environment, or what we're going to see out in front of us. And so what it's telling us about the nodes is that what we'll see in the environment is going to be very visible, and it could go to extremes. We are going to probably notice some things extreme. And a perfect example of that is what just happened recently in the United States in Tucson, Arizona, where there was a shooting that occurred. And, you know, that was extreme. It was very strong emotions. And not only just because of that, but because of the heroism and the people that didn't just jumped in and they put their hand, they stopped the gunmen. I mean, people risked their lives for other people. So we saw both ends of the spectrum. You know, the compassion and people cooperating and coming together. And the very sad, you know, part of it.
So what does that say about this year?
So that says that we're going to see those types of events happening, or they may happen in our lives. We may, you know, so we will be seeing these types of things in our environment. And it's not to react to it. It's to really to just do as I just did and kind of look beyond just the event that happened, but what also was represented there.
So,
the emotions, humanness of it, the humanness of it.
So what you're saying is that we're going to be seeing extremes this year that we have to manage in different ways.
Absolutely. There's going to be a lot of changes.
Well, I don't know that surprises anybody. So,
no, I don't think so either. I think really we're going to see like a little bit more of the same. Like I said, it's going to happen. I the information, we can make predictions about what that might look like, but because of the planets that are involved, you know, and Uranus, and there's just the outer planets, like such as Jupiter and Uranus, affect everyone. And so what they're doing this year and the gates that they are in means that there's going to be a lot of change, and we can't predict what that change is.
And that's also something that we can expect anyway.
Well, there's always change in our life. As I said, we're growth-seeking beings. We're always changing, but there's just going to be, it's going to be a little bit more extreme. As I said, in the outside world, these changes are going to be extreme. Without explaining, you know, the details behind that, it is going to be extreme, and that shows up a couple of different places. And I think, so, you know, some of the themes that I see here, I think there's, you know, the theme is extreme, and even the chart is extreme, because we have some really strong words here that go with the I Ching that seem like most people might in their mind categorize that as negative. And then we have, you know, beautiful, beautiful lines. So would you like to go into some of the...
Yeah, let's talk about some of the good news for this coming year.
Well, let's get the bad news out of the way.
Well, all right.
You know me. I want to end on a very high note here.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
So let's just look at this. So you and I spoke briefly yesterday about this. And so, you know, we both had honed in on the same one about the game player, the 28-5. The gate of the game player and the word that goes with it is treachery, you know, and so right. The abuse of trust and so that sounds like a very negative word, and that the intuitive recognition in times of struggle to know when alliances must be broken and its destabilizing effects on others.
So we're going to identify treachery this year. It's going to happen in ways that might be very shocking.
I think that in some cases people are going to have to really get in touch with what's really important to them and take care of that, because they're going to be given some challenges. I imagine a lot of your listeners, you know that these types of changes have been happening, and many of them are already being in touch with their intuition, because that's what that word, the intuitive recognition, is what treachery says. So we need to be in touch with our intuition, and that shows up many times in the chart. For the coming year.
Yes, this actually, it's amazing that this year we'll all be more intuitive. There'll be more higher senses at work.
And that should
be very helpful to us.
I think so, too. Let's see, one of the other lines here that I wanted to get to, where is that one, the 34, that about burnout. You know,
right?
And
that's you know.
So here we have.
We're going to burn out this year a bit.
We have both sides of it.
Maybe
we
from
have
the treachery.
We have very possibility for very high intuition and much more in tune with that, and running our lives based on our intuition. That is definitely a theme. Just look at that chart. This chart is to run its life, you know, by its, you know, its intuition. And then on the other side, it's the burnout. It's like there's going to be some very strong emotions. So, you know, on an individual level, when there's some type of chaos or upset that happens in our life, we kind of pull back. You know, we pull back if we have, you know, someone in our family had in a car accident, and we are in a hospital, or we need to take care of something. We kind of pull back from all the other stuff that we're doing, and we take care of that situation because it's emotional, and it's a place that we've never been before, and so we have to rely on our intuition sometimes. So
well,
we've all had practice at this.
There's something in the chart that is bothersome, actually, about this pulling back, and it's a trait that when we pull back, we're still very restless. It's we don't like to just withdraw and sit and try to be at peace, because I guess what's going on around us is so extreme that we stay restless in the process.
Well, it's uncomfortable for us. It's a new place.
Yep.
It's uncharted territory. And it's interesting that you said, you know, pulling back, because as I mentioned earlier in the program about the gate 41 and about where we trim back and then it grows, we also have that same number in Mars. And Mars represents our individuality. So on an individual basis, it's, you know, it's the cutting back. And so this is a theme that has been coming at us for a while, and we're going to be closing that theme out this year. I think some things that we are going to be seeing a new world, but maybe not so much this year. Some of the larger planets, Jupiter and Uranus, are leaving one sign and moving to another. And
what does that mean?
The sign that they're leaving, we also use astrology, so many people may have heard of Pisces and an Aries. So it's moving from a Piscean age, and that means what that energy gives to us, it gives us the energy to empty out, to forgive, to let go, to look into the inner realms. And raise our intuition. And so we're at the very final stages of that. And then the next stage that's coming, and then we'll see some of it this year, but more of it the following year, is the individuality, outward expression.
And how does that manifest?
And how does that manifest? People are more awakened, more in tune to who they are, more authentic to themselves. Tolerate less in many areas of their life, and so they're just more uniqueness. Everyone's passions will be, you know, more visible, and that's coming. And we've been preparing for this.
Yeah.
So
very interesting.
Yeah, and it's not anything that we can really figure out in our head. It's not something that we can really necessarily talk about or articulate, or it's not something that we can actually, what I'm saying, when we get up against some of these situations and these changes, we can't willpower our way through it. Based on this chart, the way that through it is to feel those strong emotions that come in and take whatever you're learning from that and be in touch with your intuition and allow your intuition to guide you and be in tune with the rhythms of life.
Now
there's some new rhythms coming in.
And one of the rhythms for this coming year says it's the energy to integrate with others in times of struggle.
Mm.
So that can be good, and it might not be. Depends on who we integrate with. I mean, and what that purpose is. If it's to create peaceful solutions, fine. But if it's also to gang up and create power bases that are detrimental, that could be a problem.
Yeah, well, there's always a possibility that it can go to either extreme.
Right.
And that's what I mean. It's like that is going to be in the environment. That possibility is always going to be there.
Right. The need to group together.
Yeah, and speaking about that, of that being in the environment, the lower frequency of that is, you know, the delusional or paranoia or having some fears. But the higher side of it is really about real clarity and being very visional and forgiveness and clear boundaries. So, we may have to dip into the lower side of that to get the frequency up to more of the, universalized and the clear vision of where we're leading with our passions and people being more passionate.
I'd like to look at some of what we call channels in this chart for this coming year, because those are very strong signposts of,
mm-hmm. Definitely,
of
yeah.
What
I've,
we
and I've been
can
speaking,
expect.
And you may have been hearing me speak about, you know, some of the energies that are involved in some of these channels.
Well, we have one channel that's called Perfected Form. And it works with intuition, but it's a sense of what things need to look like to be proper, putting things in order,
mm-hmm.
having them look good. So we're going to be striving all year to make things look more appropriate.
Mm-hmm. We're going to perfect the form.
As much as we can.
Yeah.
We'll be striving for that. There's another channel that has to do with finding the flow. So we're always going to be seeking the flow this year to find a way to adapt to it.
Well, I also see that finding our personal rhythms.
Right, right. Our personal rhythms within all of the extremes that are going to be going on this year. And then there's another channel that has to do with struggle. And it's actually, it means that we're going to be in a lot of struggle this year. But it also says that we'll adapt to it. We'll be good at it. We'll, you know, we'll join in to create a higher purpose and to find the higher purpose in the struggle.
Yeah, you know how I also see that is we're going to have the energy for it. The energy to deal with it.
Exactly. We'll want to enter into struggle because we see a greater purpose.
Yes, and if people are paying attention and having some type of inward focus each day, having that be part of their practice, they'll have the energy for it. I think the people that are going to have more of a challenge of what's coming down the road is the people that are going to try to think their way out of it, or people that get fearful.
That's something that we talked about before and yesterday, actually, and want to emphasize today, is that the thinking part of this year is not very strong.
Yes.
And it's very open, totally open, to change and to discovery and not being able to hold on to any truths of thought for very long because everything keeps changing.
Yeah, it's a place that is new and there's the less that we can't rely on, you know, what we think. We can rely on what our gut tells us. You know, our instincts tell us.
Right. The instinct is very strong this year, and yet the thinking process doesn't hold ground. And so we're going to have to constantly reinvent our thinking all year. And another thing that's not strong in this chart is the throat. And the throat is very inadequate, let's say, to express ourselves in confidence. So we're constantly going to be having to find new ways to speak and to know how to express ourselves properly.
Yeah, that it's coming from a much deeper. It's coming, you know, from our intuition.
And right, right.
It's not quite ready yet.
Right.
You know, it's still building. You may not be able to articulate what it is that you want to articulate or explain these extremes that are happening in our environment or the process that you're going through as you become more in touch with your feelings and more in touch with your intuition.
So let's just say that this year we just can't trust understanding it all except at the gut level.
Exactly. If I was reading a person's chart, if this was an individual, that is exactly how they can best utilize the energy that's coming in. Was there any other channels that you wanted to speak about?
Well,
I did want to give us a couple of lines here.
Because of the channels, our emotions are defined this year. It means that we're always going to be in our feelings all year. And our feelings always second guess themselves. So that's going to be in turmoil as well.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of pressure to have a lot of different experiences, and so there is going to be very intense emotions for people to process. I've had some experience with this particular figuration over the last year, and I can really see, oh, yes, intense emotions. came just events that happen. And so being watchful and careful of those and compassionate.
Right, and changing emotions as well. And so let's talk about, we have about 5 minutes left, so let's talk about the lines that, traits, let's call them traits, that we need to know about this year that we haven't talked about yet.
Well, I just wanted to give the description about acuteness, which was the intuition. It's the possibility of perfected intuition.
Yeah, so
it's very clear there, and yep. We also have another theme I want to get in here too is about one of the lines, the 52-1, is think before you speak.
So we will know that we have to watch our words.
Yeah, I've seen that come up. That's also not only there, it's also in the in another area of the chart about talking about the rhythms. And so I see that theme of really pausing, giving a little space before
right.
we react.
And yet that pause will be restless.
Yeah, we're not going to be real patient.
Right.
You know, maybe we ought to practice, you know, sitting on our hands.
I wanted to go back quickly to the intuition part and say that intuition in human design is fear of the future. And so we are looking ahead, you know, in worrisome ways. And so many people will look to intuition to
mm-hmm.
tell us what to expect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there'll be all kinds of prophets out there, and you know, everybody is predicting what's going to happen at the end of 2012, and everybody contradicts each other. So we'll still keep trying to use our intuition to look ahead.
Yeah, and also available in this waiting that I said, taking a pause, the line is called joy. You know, waiting as an aspect of enlightenment. The
right.
power to be calm and to find its place in the flow.
So that is important for us to recognize that we do have that chance this year to find peaceful moments where we can be in the flow.
Yes, and one other beautiful line I want to make sure we get is humility. Wealth and power at its most exalted, spirituality
right.
as the key to acceptance and the success of power.
And that's understanding that materialism isn't the answer.
Exactly. I mean, that is, I mean, those are just really, you know, beautiful, beautiful lines that, so there's great potential for us to have, a healthier experience of life, to have more vitality is a theme that I see here as well. So what do people need to do, you know, when they're going through changes that, you know, to take care of their health, what gives them vitality, mm-hmm. you know, more rest, more breathing, or breathing deeper, spending time with loved ones, those types of things to keep us healthy.
So what we've been talking about, there's a lot of details to this that maybe people should have taken notes during the show so they can remember these things as we come along through this new year and go, oh, yes, I can manage it this way and that way. But, of course, it's putting it in the head. And as we said, our instincts really are going to be driving us this year more than our thinking being understandable.
Yes, and on an individual, we can end on that. It's the behavior of the self, one of the other lines, very positive role model, the perfected expression of the norms through action rather than words. So, you know, it's what we do, not what we say, and we don't have access to the throat anyway, so it's more about, you know, how are we going to behave, you know, what's our responsibility in all of this?
And keeping that in mind is so important. Honesty, this is a good year to be honest with yourself and with each other. So there's a lot of good strength in this and helpfulness. So there's our sign off. Gina Concatelli, how can people reach you?
619-528-0892 or gina@alignwithyourdesign.com. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you so much for being a big help to get this year going.
Yes. Have a great 2011.
You too, Gina. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at Progressive Radio Network. And I can be reached at peter@heartriver, H-E-A-R-T, river.org. And thank you so much for listening.